This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can file this next one under, I didn't know it worked like that. We're all basically familiar with shopping online, right? Specifically with the pictures on this website or that help you figure out what it is that you're buying. We're going to talk high-end goods here for a second, because it turns out that if you buy luxury stuff online, you're probably buying it through a very specific middleman, a company called Farfetch, which helps smaller boutiques with that whole selling online thing. Elizabeth Holmes wrote about Farfetch for the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kai.
So tell me about this company, Farfetch, it's called?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in e-commerce and how people shop online, and pictures are a really important part of that. And when I heard what Farfetch was doing, I thought it was really interesting, because Farfetch is an online marketplace. And to put together a web page that looks consistent and uniform and attractive and convinces you to spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, is actually a lot of work. And what they've come up with, instead of relying on photos from the boutiques or even the brands themselves, they shoot all their product at one of four photo studios around the world.
All right. So if I own in my other life a designer boutique here in Los Angeles, how does it work? What do I have to do?
It would be a fabulous boutique.
You don't even know how fabulous. That's a whole different thing.
I think it would be great. What you would have to do is send the merchandise that you want to sell on Farfetch. You would have to ship it to one of their photo studios. The one here in North America is in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then from there, this sort of massive visual pit crew takes over. And so they have people to log the merchandise, style the merchandise, take many different pictures from many different angles, make sure that it's really professional and attractive, and then they ship it back to you.
And also, when you get into this in the piece, it is remarkably assembly line-like, this whole process that Farfetch goes through once it gets the goods in the door.
I was sort of surprised by that, too, because a model will wear a piece of clothing for, the goal is less than 4 minutes.
Wow.
If they have two models, you know, alternating, it's 2.5 minutes, which is just kind of crazy. And so this team is not given much time to do much with them, but they need those consistent photos from those specific angles to convince shoppers, hey, it's worth, you know, shelling out lots of money to buy this beautiful dress.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, what is it that makes a good picture for a luxury item? Because if you go on Farfetch, you're like, yeah, okay, that's a fine shot, whatever, you know, but it's no like Annie Leibovitz.
No, but if you look at something like eBay or even parts of Amazon, and you look at their sort of hodgepodge of photos, it's really hard sometimes to discern what you're buying. And that might not matter if you're only spending $20. But if you're spending $200 or $2,000, it matters a lot. And so to be able to compare one leather moto jacket to another, and you have the same angles and the same sort of look and feel to the shot, then it seems like a truer comparison of standing in a store and holding two items side by side.
Let's get back to my soon-to-be boutique here in Los Angeles.
Fabulous Kyra's
boutique. That's right. How does it work monetarily? Do they get a cut? Does the website redirect from their site to my site? I mean, what are the you know, logistics there?
They get a pretty sizable cut. Yeah. And the boutique owners that I talked to said that cut is better for them to sort of take that hit than try and run a website themselves. Hmm. A lot of these boutiques are small and they serve a very specific local clientele. And what this does is it gives them a worldwide audience. And, it, you know, it doesn't sound like it would be that much work to operate a website. But when you think about the logistics of shipping everywhere and keeping track of customers and things like that, they're very happy to outsource that to Farfetch and get a new audience in the process.
Elizabeth Holmes writes on fashion for the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kai.